something's up. I feel that something's up. Oh God, I know it is. Let it rain, oh God, in the time of rain. We call for rain in the time of rain. Rain, rain, rain on me. Oh, rain, rain, rain on this earth. Oh, rain, rain, rain on me. Oh, rain, rain, rain. Time for lighter rain.
Praise the Lord. This is Pastor John Kyle. Glad to welcome you today to Deliverance Now, Deliverance Today, broadcast today. And we are just glad to have you. And I want to welcome all who are listening and those who will listen later. Bless you in the name of Jesus and praise God for you. I'm excited to be here and excited about what Jesus is doing. He's doing great, wonderful things, and we want to be a part of that, and I am a part of it, and I trust you're a part of it because we're in his kingdom, and it is a critical time to be a part of the kingdom of God, I believe, because we're living in the days like the last of the last days, which is a good time to be alive. I don't think it's a bad time. I think it's a good time, so praise God. Also, just an announcement, tomorrow night be on with Sheila Zielinski program, and Pastor David Lankford, I think, is having the first hour, and I have the second hour with her. If you happen to be listening to that program, that would be good. All right, some news today. A lot of things going on, but you know where the president was this week. He was in England and, well, Great Britain, and he went over to visit Stonehenge. Well, why would he want to go there? You know, he said, oh, how cool is this, is his public word. But we know it's a high druid and occult and Luciferian site, and supposedly there's aliens and other things going on underground below it. And, of course, they let you go underground there, but not to those areas, right? Yeah, they let you go to some areas, but they don't let you go in those areas, and they don't want you to know those areas exist. But, of course, it is a strong occult place where the strong dark power operates in that area. So we wonder why he went there to receive empowerment. I don't know. We don't know, but we do know that what the place is about, ancient witchcraft site. All right, Joan Rivers dead. My. 2 months after calling the president gay and Michelle, his wife, a transvestite. Well, I wonder, you know, about that. And they're investigating her death. Shouldn't have happened, obviously, under a simple procedure like what was going on. So we don't know, but we might know something. But anyway, these things don't just happen for no reason. Also, FBI says Americans more dangerous than ISIS. Okay, well, I wonder how that fits in there. The Border Patrol is buying vests capable of stopping AK-47s and facing ISIS, the threats there. Supposedly there's going to be some ISIS stuff going on down there on the border here by September 11. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. People have set dates before and it didn't happen, but we'll see if that happens. But, you know, the plans of ISIS is they want to hurt America. They want to attack and take out Jordan next, and then Israel after that. And, of course, old Phil Robertson said, just hey, convert them or kill them. That's what Phil Robertson had to say about, you know, from Duck Dynasty. That's what he had to say about ISIS, convert them or kill them. Well, yeah, whatever. So a lot of interesting things going on this this week. Paula White's divorced husband, Randy White, held his last service in the church without walls, which because they were repossessed. His church without walls literally became a church without walls. At one time when they were married, they said they had 22,000 members at one time, but now they've been repossessed. And, of course, Paula White and them, him, of course, are divorced, and she's over pastoring Zachary Tim's church, who died of a drug overdose in New York City, was supposedly seeing prostitutes there. I don't know, but that's the report. And so now she's got that church that she has taken over the senior pastorate of. And so a lot of things going on in the Christendom today, or the so-called Christendom. And not that the Randy Wright Church is ceasing to exist, even though he may not be the pastor anymore. They're going to meet at the high school now. But it's lost a lot of the people. Pastor Chris Oyakhilome, which I don't know that I pronounced that right, but he's the pastor of a megachurch over in Nigeria, Africa, who heads Believers Love World Ministries, also known as Christ Embassy Church. And Nigeria is being divorced by his wife for adultery, and well, he's just a poor pastor worth only $30 to $50 million over there. Yeah, well, hey, whatever. Okay, moving right along to the latest with Victoria and Joel Osteen. Victoria Osteen said to her huge congregation, "I just wanted to encourage every one of us to realize when we obey God, we're not doing it for God." I mean, that's one way to look at it. We're doing it for ourselves because God takes pleasure when we are happy. So I want you to know just to do good for your own self. You know, okay, do good just for your own self. Do good because God wants you to be happy. Oh, really? God wants you to just be happy, huh? Is that what it's all about? I thought he wanted people to be saved and to praise the Lord and to die to self and to lift up Jesus and exalt the Lord Jesus Christ in our lives and rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice and on and on and on. We could go with the things the Lord wants, but he just wants us to be happy. And so we just need to obey because we're doing it for ourselves. That's kind of self-exaltation, I think, and self-righteousness, and oh, well. Anyway, Ebola. They found Ebola can live in a body for weeks at a time before or after any symptoms are present. Also, it can live in human semen, so it actually can be an STD, sexually transmitted disease. So if it can live in semen, then and you don't know you have it before or after it's gone, especially before you can transmit it, and would the person you're having sex with or a person would be having sex with outside of marriage or whatever, they wouldn't even know that they were infected till several weeks later when they start getting the symptoms. Well, that's not good. Well, they say that 20,000 people now are infected with that, and they just shipped a guy home to Nebraska this week with Ebola from over there in Africa. I guess he's a missionary. And so, yeah, it may get worse. Well, let's go to something else here as we close out the news. The Catholic, oh yeah, about Ebola. Let's talk one more thing about Ebola. Catholic and Episcopal leaders in Liberia are saying Ebola is God's punishment for homosexualism. Well, you know, maybe they have more truth to that than they realize. Because, when we don't follow God and we promote things like that, then obviously there are all kinds of doors that are opened up to wickedness. All right, well, that's enough news. I guess there is other things that we could talk about, but I don't want to spend a lot of time on the news today. But we want to get into the Word of God and want to welcome everybody that's here tonight in the chat room and listening by phone and otherwise. We're just glad to have you all listening tonight. If you'd like to call in and listen, it's 657-383-0134. 657-383-0134 is the listen-in line for you to call in and listen. It'll also be the number to call in later if you'd like to speak to me on the air, and we would be glad to talk to you then or pray with you then about whatever is on your heart at that time. So right now we're going to go to the Word of God. First of all, I'm going to give out my contact information for you, which is theoasisplace.org is the website, theoasisplace.org. You can email me at theoasis1, the number one, not the word, at localnet.com, theoasis1 at localnet.com. And then also, if you'd like to write to me, Pastor John Kyle at P.O. Box, or the Oasis Church at P.O. Box 50162, that's P.O. Box 50162 in Billings, Montana. That's 59105. That's 59105. All right, yes, and we pastor the Oasis Church here at 2102 Old Hardin Road in Billings, Montana. We're meeting Sundays at 10:30. If you have any guest speaker on the 14th, Pastor Les Garrett from Australia will be with us in two services, Sunday morning and Sunday night. So we're looking forward to that as well. Let's open up in prayer and prepare to receive the word of the Lord today. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, Jesus, for so great a salvation, Lord. We thank you for saving us, Lord, and redeeming us by your blood on the cross, Lord. What a sacrifice you made for our salvation, and we are just so honored today that you did that for us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do today in people's lives, Lord. We cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus. We thank you that the Spirit of God will have free course to do what he wants to do, to speak into our lives, Lord, with present words to direct us and lead us in the way that you would have us to go. I just thank you for doing that. We bind and break the power of the enemy and declare that he shall not prevail against us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we stand on that word that says that, and we believe that word, even though many weapons try. And, I mean, how many people haven't been attacked? But praise God that those weapons shall not prosper against us, shall not prevail. So, Father, we thank you for that today. We thank you for the precious, precious blood. And we bind and break the power of the enemy against us. And we just thank you for that blood covering right now. And we apply it right now. We just apply the blood of Jesus over each listener and over the broadcast and just over our lives today. And thank you for that life-giving substance, the blood of Jesus. The life is in the blood, you said. And truly, the very life of God is in the blood that you shed for us on the cross, Lord, 2,000 years ago. What a joy that is. Praise God. Praise God forever. Father, we thank you for your word today, and we give you the glory. We thank you for this time together with your saints, Lord. Thank you for speaking to your saints. In Jesus' name, holy, holy is the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. You ready to go to word? I welcome you today. Now we're going to go into the Word of God, which is Change Now is the title. And some of you need to change now. You've been teetering and tottering and walking on the fence for too long about this process of change that God wants to do in your life. And God is saying, okay, when are you going to act on it? You know, faith without works is dead, the Bible said. That means faith without action is dead. So he said, when are you going to act on what you say? Because your faith is absolutely worthless until you step out in faith in it and believe him, right? And so I want to open this message with a true story I heard 1 week about a church when we were, a number of years ago when we were pastoring in Wyoming. This was a denominational church where God was moving. And they were entering into worship instead of just singing songs every week, and the Holy Spirit was moving. But the religious folks were mad. Those legalists and religious people were getting mad. They didn't want change in their church. So what did they do? Well, what they did in their stubbornness and rebellion against God, many of them drove 50 miles to another city, to another dead church of the same denomination, rather than change and learn to flow with God and do what God was doing and be a part of what God was doing in their church of that denomination. But they had to go to another church of their own denomination that was dead as a doornail and go in there rather than be a part of what God was doing there. Well, that's the way religion works. That's the way stubborn people operate when they don't want change in their life. And that's the way a lot of people are that don't want deliverance in their life as well. They just refuse, and they'll go out of their way to get away from anybody doing deliverance. Isn't that the truth, saints? All right. How typical today in the modern American church. You know, people have grown comfortable, lazy, and stubborn, refusing to change. And God wants his people to change. And if you stop changing today and you stop becoming more like Jesus, then you stop growing and you'll soon begin to go backward instead of forward. Because if you're not moving forward, you can't just sit still in the kingdom of God. A lot of people think, oh, I could just sit still and I'll just maintain what I got, no more. No, we're always to be growing in the Lord, always to be moving forward, always to be growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right? That's the way the Word directs us, I believe. Now, Ephesians 6:24 is where we could start today. If you'd like to look it up, that'd be great. If not, I'm just going to read it to you. Ephesians 6:24, it says, grace be with all them that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. In sincerity, amen. Now, you know, I hear the talk, but I don't see the sincerity today. See, much of a church says they love Jesus in sincerity, but their actions prove otherwise. And I watch this, okay, all the time. I mean, it's time for the church of Jesus not to just talk a nice talk, but to walk the walk that they talk. Quit talking and start walking, saints. So I want to share with you today the key to growth, which is God's process of change. And first, we start by looking at the problem in the church. Let's go to Psalm 55. Psalm 55, we'll start there with the problem in the church. Psalm 55, verse 19. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah, because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. Well, when you refuse changes, you lose respect for God. If you have no changes, then you fear not God. If you fear God, you will change, all right? There will be change in your life, saints, if you fear God. But the problem in the church is that there are many carnal Christians, and they're carnal because they walk in the sense realm and not the spirit realm. And the sense realm doesn't want to change. Too many have too little change. At least those who believe in and get deliverance have a greater potential for change. And it's very hard for people to change as long as they have the same devils all their life. And so if they don't believe in deliverance, there's going to be very little change in their life because, you know, deliverance gets rid of the devils and enables the person to change. And they can start to crawl or walk out of their situation, but the devils always pull them down, especially those who don't believe in deliverance. They still keep in their devils. You know, they can start to crawl out of their situation, crawl out of their circumstances, but them devils in them will pull them right back down. How do you like my English? Them devils, huh? All right. Every time, and it happens, and it seems hopeless. No wonder so many people live with hopelessness and depression today. is because their devils don't let them live otherwise. They can't seem to get out of their bondages. And a lot of people just don't love Jesus enough either. They love their sin and their lust and their demons more than they love Jesus, their habits. And too many go right back into their sin, even after delivered, because they haven't changed their desires, their mindset, their habit pattern, even the spirit of their mind, as the Bible calls it in the book of Ephesians, the spirit of the mind. And you know, people, if people don't love Jesus enough, self-love will have its way, and they will be controlled by their desires, their lust, their fleshly thoughts and wants and things that consume their minds, their thought patterns. See, a lot of people who want deliverance haven't died to their sins. They just know that their sins are not pleasing to Jesus and that they ought not to do those things, but they haven't died to doing them, saints. And part of them want to keep doing that which they should be doing. In other words, part of them is in agreement with a part of their soul, is in agreement with doing what they know they should be doing. But as long as they're in agreement with doing what they should be doing, how are they ever going to get free? See, yes, people need to renounce their sins and the demons behind them. But how, tell me, does a person renounce that which he or she is in agreement with? If he or she is in agreement with a particular thing in their life, then how are you going to renounce that which you want to keep doing? You can renounce it all day long, but as long as you want to do it, you're going to keep doing it. So you can pray my prayers and repeat after me this and repeat after me that and pray all these deliverance prayers, pray all these repentance prayers, all these renunciation prayers. But if you're in agreement with your darkness and you want to keep doing it, you're going to keep doing it. That's why the Bible commands you to hate evil. You got to get out of agreement with it, get to the place where you hate the evil in your life. Can you really get rid of something that you want to keep doing? Tell me that. Can you really get rid of something that you want to keep doing? God gave you a will, didn't he? See, so often we don't love Jesus enough. We love our lust, our desires more. We love to do what we want to do more than we want to do what God wants us to do and called us to do. Okay? We love ourselves and what we enjoy holding on to. After all, we are doing it for ourselves, right? If we obey God, we're doing it for ourselves, said Victoria said. So, oh well. Quit saying, that's just the way I am also. That is definitely a cop-out. No, start saying, I hate this because it's not godly, it's carnal, it's costing me my fellowship and closeness that I could have with Jesus. See, when you sin, it doesn't break the relationship with God. It just breaks the fellowship with God, right? Because God doesn't kick you out of the family when you give in to sin and said, now you're not a Christian because you sin. Well, all sin. The Bible says all have sinned. And if we say we have no sin, the truth is not in us, right? And we deceive ourselves. So it doesn't break the relationship, it can just hinder the fellowship that you can have with God, and we should be continually fellowshipping with the Lord. And so you've got to get to the place that this carnal stuff that's costing you and the closeness that you could be having, you get out of agreement with that. You need to bring yourself by the help and the power of the Spirit to the place where you truly can renounce those ways and those things that don't line up with the Word of God. See, the Bible tells us to depart from iniquity. Departing from iniquity requires change, saints. Listen to me. You can't depart from iniquity without change. All right? See, many are ruled by their five senses. I don't feel like going to fellowship. I don't feel like going to church. I don't feel like fasting. I don't feel like reading my Bible. I don't feel like praying. I don't feel like changing. Well, since when do the just walk by feeling? Since when did a spiritual man walk by the natural senses anyway? Is that the way God told you to walk? Let's go to Mark and read another verse of scripture here. I love to use a lot of scripture. I think you know that about me by now. I always use plenty of word with my messages. I don't just read one scripture and then just preach. I like to give you plenty, plenty, plenty of God's word because the word is life to those who find it, health to all their flesh, and so definitely we want to use plenty of God's word, and thank you for that kind comment there. All right, sister. Mark 14:38. Watch ye and pray lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is ready, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is ready. Everybody say, my spirit is ready. Yes, it is. See, the flesh is weak and ruled by the senses, by the five senses, and the five senses will dictate life if you let it. But a believer must bring that sense realm under the subjection of his spirit man. But people don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that. I want to do what I want to do. Well, it's too easy to go on living the way they are comfortable with. I'm comfortable this way, the way mom and daddy did it. I'm comfortable with mom and daddy's ways. See, who tells us that we are satisfied with the way we are? Anybody want to take a guess on that one? That would be demons, folks. They don't want God's process of change to work in our lives. They don't want that. Demons don't want that. So they're going to tell you you're satisfied the way you are. Just stay the way you are. You're satisfied. It's okay. And then you might have some tinges of conviction at times. But, you know, we're just going to fluff over that. We're just going to just roll over that, ignore that, right? Because the demons are telling us that we're satisfied the way we are. Or we'll do that later. We'll deal with that later, right? And later never comes for so many. Well, that's just the way I am. Who told you that? Where'd you get that information from anyway? You ever think maybe that's not the way God wants you to be? Well, that's the way I believe. I'm sure I'm right. Oh, are you? Really? Well, that's right. That's the way I see it. Well, how does the Holy Spirit see it? It doesn't matter how you see it. It matters how the Holy Spirit sees it, saints. Listen to me. Well, there are two ways to do things, the right way and the wrong way, okay? God's way and our way. And the devil's way, I guess we could include that, but our way, if it isn't God's way, it's got to be the devil's way, right? It's rebellion. So there's really only two ways. God's ways and the devil's way. All right? So if you don't see it God's way, you're wrong. I don't care. If it isn't God's way, we're wrong. All of us are if we're not doing it God's way. So you better make sure you're hearing from God and walking in the Spirit and not your own will and your own way. Amen? Amen. All right. So now let's look at the need for change. Let's go back to Ephesians. Look a little more at the need for change, the desperate need for change. It is indeed desperate in the times we're living in. Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For what purpose? Well, it tells you for what purpose in verse 12. For the perfecting or the maturing of the saints. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come into unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, that means a mature man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. And this is exactly what happened to so many Christians. Today, they're like children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine. You need to be, find out what the Word of God says and get solid on it and believe it and not be moved. Okay? And if God shows you you're wrong, then you need to admit, I was wrong. So many people can't admit they were wrong. Man, I have changed so many times over the years. I've had to admit I was wrong so many times as I've learned more about the Word and more about God. I've been a pastor 31 years now, and so I've had to change a lot of times. I had to change some of the things I was teaching and get it more correct. I used to believe in a pre-trib rapture until I studied it out in the Word and found out that it was a load of bull. Yeah, it wasn't true. It was just another lying deception of Satan, and now I realize that he's coming at the last trumpet, the second coming. There's not a secret little secret rapture coming that's going to take us all out of here before things get bad, and we won't have to go through anything difficult. Hey, people are going through difficult stuff now. Come on. If you're awake at all, you know you're going through difficult things. People are facing tough stuff now, and it's not going to get easier, but this is a time of preparation for the really hard stuff. And so if you're not taking advantage of the preparation time and getting ready, then you're remiss in your spiritual walk and preparation. Anyway, see, it's obvious that we're to be in a process of change here and growth. Why else would he say until we come into the unity of the faith, the maturity, if we're all already there? This scripture shouldn't be in the Bible if we're all already mature. No, we're not all already mature. We're all in the process of growing up and maturing, right? That's right. Ephesians 4:22. Let's read a little more in this chapter. That you put off concerning the former behavior, which conversation means manner of life and behavior, the old man which is corrupt according to deceitful lust, to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. There's that what I told you about in Ephesians a while ago. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. What is the new man? That's the spiritual man, which we'll talk more about that a little bit. Wherefore, putting away lying, let every man speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. All right, so he wants to put on the new man. Let's keep reading. Be angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. 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 You hear that? Neither give place to the devil. We are told to put off this junk of the past. And yet many believers today have not obeyed that, okay? And it also tells you to quit giving place to the devil or those demons that you so readily have given place to in the past. Why do you so readily give place to anger or lust or jealousy or fear? If we're going to get demons out and change, that is really walk in the freedom that's available to us, then we're going to have to learn to quit giving them place. The word place means opportunity and room. If a place is filled with something else, there is no room to put something different in there. So where our cells are filled up with demons, how are we going to put anything else in there? So we want to give no room to the devil, to the demons. We got to keep our house filled with Jesus and the Word of God, and demons will have a hard time finding a place to set up house. And you know, we have a choice, and we need to choose Bible over the flesh. Choose Jesus over the selfish desires of man. We have a mind, and we need to tell our mind to think Bible. Think Bible. Think Jesus. Think about the kingdom things, not the worldly things. You know, you see in the papers, room and board for such and such a price. Well, we need to quit giving room and board to demon spirits. Demons feed on that dead flesh, right? Those foul little idiot things called demons, which they're pretty smart, but with Jesus, we're a match for them. But without Jesus, we're no match for them. And so we need to quit giving room and board to demons. They're attached to Adamic and the carnal nature, and they're that part of us, that is the flesh, which is also the soul and the body. And that's why we have to crucify the flesh, but the flesh is part of the soul. All right, it with its attachments will rule over it, over us if we let it rule over us, right? And so we got to get rid of those attachments, those things that are attached to the flesh and to the soul. And see, we all want deliverance, but how many really want change? See, we got to ask ourselves, you know, we want deliverance so bad, do we really want change so bad? Because change requires spiritual discipline and a spiritual walk with Jesus, and too many relate to God out of their soul, and they wonder why their spiritual life still remains empty. Well, it's going to stay empty until you relate to God the way God said to relate to Him, right? And we're relating to God out of the soul. And so God didn't say to relate them out of the soul. They that worship Him must do so in the spirit and truth. That's why we got born again, so we could become spiritual beings, so we could relate to God spiritually as He is. So are we in the earth, right? That's what it says in 1 John. Okay, so how is He? Well, he is spiritual. God is spiritual, so we are now spiritual, so are we in the earth as a spiritual being. He made us that way. He also has authority, and so as He is, so are we in the earth. So He's spiritual, we're spiritual, He has authority, we have authority, okay? And so if you keep on relating out of the soul, a demon or a group of demons may accommodate you. I've seen it happen so many times. Where do you think all these Christians get off into weirdness or false stuff? They wanted something from God, but they sought Him the wrong way. God isn't found in the soulish, fleshly area. Okay? He's found in the spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. God is a spirit, it said. The word of God said. Okay? So we got these spiritual space cadets out there, right? Because they're so far out there in space because they've gotten stuff out of the soul, and demons have accommodated them and gave them false prophecy, false words, and weird revelations, strange revelations that don't line up with the word of God. And they think, well, I got this revelation. It must have been from God. Well, I guarantee you not all revelations come from God. Some of it was from all that pizza you ate last night, went to bed on top of, and no, just kidding. But a lot of revelations don't come from God, all right? They come from demon spirits masquerading themselves as angels of light. That's what the Bible says. His ministers masquerade themselves as angels of light, so as ministers of righteousness, right? And so people come up with these weird ideas, weird revelations. Man, I can't list all the ones that people have come to me with over the years. As a pastor over the years, listening to people's weird revelations that they got out of the flesh, from some demon, and they thought it was God, demon masquerading as God, and that happens all the time, because we'll talk about a little bit more about that in a minute, how that happens all the time. But, you know, there's allowing of stuff that is not God. And believers, by the way, still cuss, they still lust, they still drink, they still smoke, they still live like the world. Except now they have a fire escape. Hey, we need to quit giving place to the devil and his demons. If you have an area of your life that you're holding on to, release it to the process of change. I don't want to do that. Well, I guess you'll stay the way you are then. You gotta want to do it. I can't deliver people that don't want deliverance. Oh, you mean I can't get Uncle Joe delivered? I mean, he's over there doing this Satanism stuff, and I'd like you to deliver Uncle Joe. He's over there just worshiping Satan. Can you just cast the demons out of him for me and deliver him? No, because he wants to do what he's doing. Uncle Joe wants to be a Satanist. How can we deliver somebody who wants, his will is involved? He wants to do that. So we can't cast the demons out of somebody that wants to do that. Now, we could certainly go into warfare if Uncle Joe comes over and starts trying to curse you and attack you. Then we have some authority where it concerns you to stop what's going on there against you. But he could just die a blood-sucking Satanist if he chooses to and go to hell. All right? We can't stop him if he chooses to, right? All right. Well, thank you for all those rousing amens out there. Yeah, amen. Carnal-minded Christians. Let's look at Romans 8:6. Romans 8:6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Yeah, spiritual, living in the spirit is life. Living in the carnal mind is death. So which one do you want? Carnal-minded Christians live in death, not life. So is it any wonder they get words that don't lead to life, they lead to death? They don't lead to spiritual life, they lead to confusion. Carnal-minded Christians live in death and not life. And as long as you allow the senses to rule your life, you have an open door to the devil. You're giving him place. You're giving room to him. Smoking. Why do people smoke? To please their senses, right? That doesn't do anything for you spiritually, does it? Come on, think about it. Why do people smoke? Does it do something for you spiritually? Does it bring you closer to Jesus because you're taking a long puff off that Marlboro or that Winston Salem? Hey, I better get spiritual. I'm going to take a puff. You know, and a lot of people, I think that when they smoke marijuana anyway, they think they're going to get spiritual. Yeah, they open themselves all right to the spiritual realm, but it's not God's spirit realm. Okay? I mean, thank you. Look at the advertisements. What do the advertisements appeal to, the spirit or the flesh? They appeal to the flesh. So let me ask you a question. Is smoking hurting them and bringing death forth? Well, hello, the live carnally will bring forth death, right? And so you're living carnally when you're puffing on that smoko, right? And I know smoking doesn't send you to hell, but it sure will make you smell like you've been there, right? But no, it's not. Yeah, if you're a Christian and you're still smoking, you're not going to hell for your smoking. it's not the unpardonable sin, and it's just abusing your body, right? And it's not healthy for your body, and it could fog up your brain a little bit, right? So, you know, I know that it hindered me back when I was a new Christian, and I still smoked. That it wasn't a blessing for me. It was a hindrance for me. And I didn't like it, and I wanted to quit, and God delivered me from it. Thank you, Jesus. But I certainly have empathy with those who still are in bondage to smoking, okay, because you've been overcome by it, or you just like it too much in your flesh, and you choose that over, you know, cleaning up. Overeating, does that bring life or does that bring death? Drinking, over-drinking and drinking, that does bring life or does it bring death? Carnality is death. Spirituality is life. Do you see the need for change, saints? Yes, we may not get rid of it all at once, and there's no condemnation, but at least you can get on the road to getting rid of it, okay? That's the important thing. The key is to get into God's process of change and allow the change process to begin to take place and to begin to work in you, amen? I'm not expecting everybody to be delivered from everything overnight. It doesn't happen. And to drop all your bad habits all at once, that doesn't happen either. It's a process of change, right? Just like deliverance is a process of deliverance. But listen, if you've been walking with God 10 years and you still haven't cleaned up some areas by the power of the Spirit of God, then I'm saying you're in agreement with it. You want to keep doing it, okay? You want to keep that cussing going on. You want to keep that whatever it is going on. Right? I mean, listen, it's been 10 years now. You should be mature, more mature by now. Haven't you had the Word of God available to you? Right, I think you have, saints. I mean, doesn't every Christian in America have a Bible? Maybe two or three. I know I got, you know, at least six Bibles sitting around here, at least, if not more. I got a lot of Bibles. I love my Bible. Especially love that Cameo edition of the Bible that's really hard to find by Cambridge. I love that edition of the Bible. Of course, King James, that's what I use. All right, how do I change? Let's get into that. How do I change? There will be no change without a commitment to change that overrides the senses. There will be no change without a commitment to change that overrides the senses. Your commitment to change has got to override the senses, right? Amen. Yeah, my Cameos are falling apart too. Yeah, and they cost over $100 to get one now, unless you can find one on eBay. I did bid on one on eBay recently. I got outbid on that one. But, hey, yeah, Cameo Bibles, they're hard to find, very hard to find, but they sure are cool. All right, yeah, and paperback I don't like. I like leather, goat skin, leather, sheepskin, whatever. All right, keep going on here. A yielding of ourselves to be changed. We must ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us the areas that we need to change in. Have you done that lately? Lord, where do I need to change? Yes, that's correct. Where do I need to change? What areas we need to change in? If it's gossip, then quit it. If it's lust, deal with it. If it's stubbornness and rebellion or anger, whatever, wrong beliefs, selfishness, Jezebel, control, go the opposite direction of your besetting sins. If it's anger, you want to go to calmness and serenity, for example. Or hatred, you want to go to love. Lust, you want to go to purity and contentment. See, moral purity, if it's sexual lust, you want to be in moral purity, the opposite of what it is that you're in bondage to, right? Okay, especially after delivered, pursue the opposite of what you get delivered from. People don't keep their deliverance because they don't fill themselves with the opposite of what they got delivered from a lot of times. The opposite in God's Word from what you were in bondage to or controlled by those demons that you had before you got delivered from those demons. You know, it's so sad how we see so many whose lives have been devastated by demon activities. within the family and the family line today. Oh, it's just so sad. I see it all the time, and I look at it, and I say, my God, and I look at our own lives, and we've seen how God has delivered us from so many things and still things that God will show us as we mature more and more that, my, I see where that came from, down through the family line. And thank God I have some godly people in my family line, but there are some that probably were not so godly in my family line also. See, so that brought curses down onto me that I had to break and get rid of. See, today we have more people on mind meds than ever before. In fact, I think ever before in history, because I don't think they had all these mind meds before, because the Bible says that knowledge shall increase in the last days to make this junk, right? And so we have a society that has one big open door to demons today. For I believe that drugs, illegal and legal drugs, that affect the mind, open doors wide to demon infestation. That's what I believe, see? Okay? And maybe you don't believe that, and that's fine. You don't have to, but have you been in deliverance for 30 years? Have you been looking at this stuff for a long time now? Okay? Anyway, you don't have to believe it, what I believe. That's fine, and I'm not narrow-minded. I'll listen to what you believe, but if it's not right, if it's not lining up with the Word, I can't accept it, right? And so, anyway, you say, Pastor Kyle, that there's so many in my church, Pastor, that are on mind meds that I just can't count them all. Well, hello, that is so correct. I just talked to somebody this week that's on mind meds. The Christian goes to church, but man, they just started crying and carrying on. I mean, they're not, their mind wasn't stable. They're on these meds, these mental meds, and they just started weeping and crying in public and carrying on about just the drama stuff that, because they got a phone call that really wasn't something to cry about, but just carrying on and on and on, and they're just not in control of their mind. And believe me, if it's something to cry about, you'll have my compassion and you'll have my empathy, and I might even cry with you. But when it's just foolish stuff that's out of drama and foolishness, that it's just instability, brought on by drugs and demons. All right, but not that I'm without compassion. Believe me, I have compassion because I've been through stuff myself. You think my life has all just been perfect? It hasn't. I've been through stuff. I've been attacked by the enemy. I can tell you plenty of war stories, plenty of been beat up stories by the enemy. And yeah, but I'll have compassion. But this stuff is ridiculous. The stuff that the meds do to people's minds. And yet the average pastor today says, oh, do whatever your psychiatrist or your doctor tells you. Take whatever they tell you to take. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. People are right where the devils want them, too. And pastors that will tell people that are right where the devil wants them. Pharmakia, right? The pharmacy, your local pharmakia, your local pharmacy, sorcery equals sorcery, right? Pharmakia. Think about it. What did people do before the mind meds? Yeah, what did they do? Did they pray, maybe? Okay. All right. Well, we could really talk a lot about this because there's a whole lot to talk about this. And, but, it's a sad thing because it's only increasing. And not just a little bit, but exponentially it's increasing. I mean, it is increasing by leaps and bounds. More and more Christians are getting on mind meds. And I guess in the states, that more and more states are going to be legalizing marijuana. And I haven't been smoking it, believe me. But, more and more states. They're going to be legalizing marijuana. I don't know if I want to drive in those states. We've got people driving down the road all paranoid, looking behind them all the time, looking around and all freaked out or into their music, just listening and while they're drinking that marijuana, smoking that marijuana. You want to drive in Colorado? Go ahead. Yeah, we got to drive by faith if we do, right? The angel of the Lord encampeth round about us, right? Well, I used to smoke it before as a Christian long, many, many years ago. I did some marijuana. I didn't really like it either, I'll tell you that. But anyway, a lot of Christians do. I've met them. in churches over the years. Even before I was a pastor, I met Christians that were smoking pot all the time, going to church, trying to be spiritual. Come on, and there's a lot more of them doing it today. Oh, boy, I tell you, I'll probably make some enemies today, right, because some Christians love their marijuana. Well, I can't tell you not to take meds, but in my experience, I will say those that are on the mind meds, because I'm not a doctor, I can't prescribe or not prescribe, I can't do those things. They say I can't do any of that, but I can tell you from my experience, with those on the mind meds, as long as they keep taking them, cannot get fully free from their demon. Right? Well, you've seen it, and I've seen it. If you've been around deliverance much, you've seen it. Their mind will still be somewhat cluttered up and bound. Spirits have a right to be there as long as they're on the mind meds, and it's a tragic sign of the last days. Daniel says, in the last days, knowledge shall be increased and men shall run to and fro throughout the earth. And that is true. Knowledge is increased, but it doesn't say godly knowledge and that it would be used for God's purposes either in Daniel, does it? In fact, there is much dark knowledge out there and knowledge that is used for dark purposes, right? Plenty of dark knowledge, plenty of stuff going on out there with the knowledge that has increased, and people are wanting to create more and more hybrids and more weird things from their knowledge of, and people are running to and fro all over the globe. What is really being accomplished by all of it? Got to get on this airplane and go over here. I got to get on the bus and go here. Get on the train and get in my car. Go here, go here, go there, go there, go there. And a lot of it is nothing but distraction from the need to change and from Jesus. Because they're running to and fro, they're so busy, they miss God. They miss what the Spirit of God is saying. Sometimes we need to quiet ourselves down and listen to God. You need to remove those distractions from you if you really want to change, saints. Distractions are so often just demons and desires. So who changes me? Well, we have to decide we want to change, and then the Spirit of God changes you. Like, look at 2 Corinthians 3:18. It said, but we all with open face as beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by who? The Spirit of the Lord. That's who changes us into his image. But we have to desire change, or we're not going to change just to be changing. It's not just going to happen. It says we're going to behold in a glass the glory of the Lord. Well, where do we behold that? We behold it in the Word of God, as you're hearing the Word of God, as you're reading the Word of God. See? You behold, and then you're changed by the Spirit of the Lord into the same image, by the Spirit of the Lord. We can't necessarily change ourselves by ourselves without any help from God, because the Bible says without him you could do what? That's right, nothing. See, the Lord changes you when you yield yourself to change. But if you won't yield yourself to change, if you're a stubborn person and you're a hard-headed person and you won't yield yourself to change, then you may go through some hard knocks, too. You, yeah, if you're a knucklehead, I've been, in my past, I've been a little stubborn at times. I had to learn the hard way, and I realized that ain't the way I want to learn anymore. I want to be tender-hearted and teachable and one who listens, because that is not the way I like learning, the hard way. It was not fun when I had to learn things the hard way, okay? I do not like it. And the problem is that many have a blind spot, or they're so self-deceived that they can't or won't see their need for change in their life. They can't or they won't see it, right? 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit. That word spirit is actually soul in the Greek, because our spirit is clean. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God, all right? And so basically that's deliverance that it's talking about right there. You'll get those things out of there, all right? Now, here's one of the most important ways of change, very clearly laid out. Cleanse our flesh and our mind. How is it cleansed from junk? Well, of course, the word and prayer, but some we can only get out through the process of deliverance. And many of you are never going to fully change without deliverance. In fact, I dare say, will none of us fully change without deliverance, right? I mean, to be more accurate, I'm being nice, but let's tell it the way it is. Without deliverance, none of us are going to fully change. I mean, yeah, God may do some changes in your life. Thank God for it. But as long as certain demons are there, there are areas that we will never change without deliverance. 2 Corinthians 13. Let's go over there. 13:5. It says, examine yourself, saints. I just added saint, but examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own self. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate? See, do you know that Jesus is in certain areas of your life, or is he not in certain areas of your life? If you don't recognize that he's not in those areas and get delivered, then you could become reprobate. You know, you could become given over to things if you don't recognize Jesus and let him be the Lord of your life, right, and be in your life. All right? Let him be in you and rule in you. And we could go into that verse some more, but we don't have time for that. So we need to examine ourselves. Are we walking in the process of change in faith? Or are we lazy, complacent, stubborn, refusing to change? Ask the Lord today. If you do it in sincerity, he will show you. Let's look at some more at the wonderful results of change in believers and continue to look at the need for change. The result is you will bear fruit. What is fruit? The fruit is the fruit of the Spirit. You will become someone who can change the world like the disciples went out and turned the world upside down, right? A Spirit-walking person, an end-time overcomer, a devil chaser. And so God wants us to become that way. Just go to read another scripture, John 15, Luke, John 15, verses 2. It says here, every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it that it may bring forth more fruit. I think that could also be a form of deliverance as well. Deliverance is part of a purging process. Not all of the purging process, but it's part of it. And Christian, we must not get comfortable like we are. We must be like the athlete who's always striving for a better record. Oh, he may have done well in the past and made a good record, but he's not satisfied with that. He wants to change so he can make a better record and a better one and a better one and a better one. So, Christian, a word of advice, don't settle for less than the best. We're in a race, and there's going to be rewards. And some are going to fall out and quit, and some are going to give place to the cares of this world and let them dominate their lives, and others it'll be the lust of this world and money lust, sexual lust, and on and on. See, we're at the end of this age. And there's been an outpouring of demonic activity in the earth. Right now, it's still going on, preparing everybody for the great deception, the great deceiver to deceive most of the earth, the Bible says. He's going to deceive most of the earth, if possible, the very elect, it says. He will get away with it, too, for a season, the Bible says. Satan is called deceiver in the world, Word of God, and that is what he does. He lies and deceives, that lying deceiver, right? And that is a main part of his nature. That's why we are told in the Word of God to love truth, because God is truth and Satan is lies and deception. So as it says, the whole world lies in wickedness, it could also mean the whole world lies in deception and lies, because what is wickedness? It's nothing but the deceiver, wickedness and lies, right? So look at the Mormons a minute. You know, they're a good example. And I'm not picking on anybody, but look at the Mormons. Many of them get the very best education money can buy. Yet, does education get them out of their deception? No. Folks, education in this world, universities and colleges, will never free a person from deception and lies. Did you ever think about that? It will never free a person. You can get the very best, be the smartest with worldly knowledge, but you're just as dumb as there could be when spiritual knowledge is concerned. Because it does not train you in the truth. It'll train you in a truth, but it is not the truth. Okay? In fact, they will feed the lie, for they're made by the lie. The universities and colleges of the day, of this world system, they are made by the lie. Not that you can't learn a profession and get trained in something. You could, and you can. But it does not train you in the truth. It trains you how to live in this world, not God's world. It's more programming than anything else. So a Mormon can learn it all, and many do learn a lot. But they're still stupid and dumb as can be, still just wearing their holy underwear and not finding any truth where the true God and Lord Jesus Christ are involved. Still believing that Satan and Lucifer are brothers, and that Joseph Smith and Jesus are going to let the people into heaven when, come on, and the husband, Joseph Smith, the husband and Jesus will be there to decide whether the wife gets in or not. Oh, my goodness, Lord have mercy, such ignorance. And that the woman will be perpetually pregnant on the man's planet. Come on. And he can have as many wives as he wants on his planet. Well, boy, this is a man's religion if I ever heard one. This is, come on, this is ridiculous. You know, they're going to be gods and the god of their own planet, see? And they're going to have, their women will be perpetually pregnant. They'll be having sex all the time. You know, this is nothing but lust. No wonder Mormons are so lusty, full of lust. Easy to lay those Mormon women, right? Because they're full of lust. And that's been the case and that I've observed. And not that I've been one, I haven't. And thank God, I don't want to be. All right? I am married. I'm not going to be doing that. But anyway, a Mormon, they could be so smart with the worldly knowledge, educated, but not full of truth, as well as many others. I just used the Mormons as an example, but hey, this is true of many others that go to the world system, go to the schools of the world, right? Many others, educated, they don't have any truth. A truth maybe, but not the truth. See, there are a lot of things that are true, but they are tainted by the lie. See, if you have a sickness today, it is true that you have a sickness, but it's tainted by the lie. Because the real truth is that by his stripes we were healed. That's the real truth. Yeah, the sickness is a truth. You have the symptoms in your body, you're suffering. But the real truth is that he bore my sicknesses and diseases. He's Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. But the lie has brought in sickness too. So there's a lie with the sickness. Because darkness brought in sickness when man sinned, right? And back to change. We need to change our thinking to truth-based thinking, not lie-based thinking, all right? Truth-based thinkers and actors. In other words, we think truth and we act on truth. We don't be satisfied in the nest either. You know, I'm reminded of a little baby eagle, the little eaglets. Life is so pleasant to the little in the little comfy nest of the eaglets. Mama brings them a nice little food, little bits of meat to eat, and it's so cozy and comfy, and oh, they just love it in their little nest. Why, we could just stay here and never change. But one day, Mama starts acting weird, like she lost her mind, and starts tearing that nest apart. And the little eagle is crying out, "What is going on, Mama? I am comfortable." And starts crying, "The little eaglet, you're making me insecure, Mama. I don't want to change." And now the nest is no longer comfortable, and little things are sticking in, little baby eagle, and Mama is tearing it apart. And you know, this is often the process of change, as the Holy Spirit puts his finger on an area of our life that he wants us to change in. We either must grow or die spiritually. You know, we got to grow. And Mama Eagle now throws the little eaglet out of the nest and shows how Mama stretches those big wings and flies so beautifully. And right before the little eagle hits the ground, Mama will sweep under him and lift him back up and drop him again until he discovers his own little wings and begins to fly. Now, entering into that process of change from a little baby carnal Christian into a majestic king and priest soldier of the cross is kind of like the little eaglet process, right? He becomes a mighty, majestic bird of prey and goes from being a little baby dependent on, you know, Mama to do everything for him, right? Well, we too must enter that process of change and become that majestic child of God, son of God, overcomer, end-time overcomer, that man or woman after God's own heart. Today, how many of you need to initiate that change into your life? The Holy Spirit has shown you areas that have to be changed. Will you commit yourself to change? Will you yield yourself to the process of growth today? We must come out of Babylon, meaning not a place, physical, but a place and way of thinking and living. A lot of people think Babylon is just a physical place. Well, you know, it may be that too, but it's mainly a system and a way of thinking, a place of confusion the world is living in confusion, right? That's right, they're living in confusion. And so it is Babylon. It's a Babylonian system because without God, they live in spiritual darkness, and that's confusion, right? And so their way of thinking and living that they live in is a Babylonian way of thinking and living. And we're called to live in the kingdom of God and live from that kingdom, all right? Just like we must think heavenly and reprogram our mind from worldly mindedness, from Babylonian mindedness, if you will, we must walk spiritually and not carnally. See, our educational system is the Word of God, the Word of God University, not UCLA or some carnal, man-made, demon-infested human university, say, but we are in the school of the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, and He is powerful beyond imagination. We are presently ambassadors for Christ of heaven, of another dimension. We're ambassadors on earth. And we're from another kingdom. We're in the world, but not of the world, because we're not from the world. We're from another place. We're from another kingdom. Isn't that why they killed the early church? Because they said they were from another kingdom. They're from the kingdom of God, and they wouldn't bow to Caesar. Well, we don't bow to this Caesar system either. We don't bow to Babylon either, because we're from another kingdom, and we represent that kingdom. But you need to go through changes to be a real representative and ambassador of the kingdom of God. We need to allow the school of the Spirit to take place in our lives. That's right. We need to live in and from the school of the Holy Ghost, school of the Holy Spirit. And in that school, we will receive Spirit-infused truth. That's right. It is not man that teaches us, but it's the Spirit, it says in 1 John. We need not a man to teach us, meaning that a man, even though I may be speaking to you right now, the man is not the one teaching you. It's the Holy Spirit, because I could have 10 people that listen to my message, and all 10 of them will get taught something different by the Spirit from that same message. See, because it's the Holy Spirit teaching them, not man. Because we don't need man to teach us. We don't want man teaching. We want the Spirit of God teaching. Right? So it's not man that teaches us, it's the Holy Spirit that is teaching us. Right? We're in the school of the Spirit, not the school of man. Man's teaching won't do us any good. Only the Spirit quickened truths as He teaches us will do us good. So some people don't understand that church, that scripture in 1 John. They think it just means never go and hear, listen to anybody speak, but that's not what it means, because we have apostles and prophets and teachers and pastors, all of those things, and evangelists that go out and teach, and God wouldn't have put them. That would be a contradiction of the Bible, okay? And so the Spirit does the teaching. Man, He uses man to speak out, but the Spirit is the one that does the real teaching, not man, okay? And of course, if you go to some men, you're not going to get any spiritual teaching, because they're not speaking under the inspiration of the Spirit at all. They're speaking under the inspiration of man, or demons for that matter, and you won't get anything from God from that. But that's another story. We won't get into that. But anyway, that is definitely a situation that we run into in this world, because a lot of people out there that think they're teaching the Word of God are not teaching the Word of God. And liberally teaching it, or teaching it under influence of some devil. So anyway, I'm closing here. So we need to allow the school of the Spirit of God to train us, and part of that training is removing the lies and the deceptions, the entities from our lives, those things that have been deceiving us for so long and have kept us from truth, substituting, you know, various lies in place of pure Bible, Spirit-infused truth. That's right. They substitute various lies in place of pure Bible, Spirit-infused truth. You hear that? Yeah, because it's a lot of people going to be deceived in the last days, right? And we've all lived under lies for too long, and we've all embraced some lies, and that's what this program's about, get you free from the lies and the deceiving. That's one of the things it's about anyway, to train and equip the saints. That's what I'm called to do, to train, equip, and prepare them and get them ready for everything that's getting ready to happen, and to get ready to graduate into glory and to spend eternity with Jesus to rule and reign on the earth. We're going to rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years. We got to get ready for that thing. We got to get ourselves ready. We can walk it and talk it right now, not just talk it. We can walk it. There's too many talkers and not enough walkers, right? And I'm not talking about the walking dead. I'm talking about the spiritually walking people, spiritually alive, the walking alive people. You know, the world is the walking dead, but we're the walking live. You know why they're the walking dead? It's because they're dead spiritually, see, because their spirits are dead, and the spirits even have demons in their spirits. So a spirit can't get in our demon. I mean, an evil spirit can't get in our spirit because Jesus lives in there. Excuse me. But my words got tangled up there. But the point is that no demon can get in a Christian spirit because it's spiritually alive. But in the world, their spirits are dead. They are definitely, thank you, zombie-like, because they're the walking dead, because their spirits are dark. Our spirits are light. He said, I'm the light of the world, right? And he lit us up. When he came in our heart, you got lit. So I'm lit, you're lit, and we're shining lights. It's just some people are putting bushels under their over their lights, and you need to stop that and let your light shine, right? All right, and don't join the go around looking like a walking dead because you've covered up your light. And I think some Christians today do look like the walking dead out there because they have covered their light and they have compromised their lives and they are walking around living the same way, acting the same way, talking the same way, the same old trash talk, doing the same old trash that the world does. And we're not the world, saints. We're people of another dimension, of another kingdom. All right, hallelujah. I got to wind this up here, praise God, as I get fired up and want to go on and 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 on, but we have other things to do. We've all lived under lies for too long. It's time for a change, time for replacement therapy. What do you mean, replacement therapy? Well, replacing the deceiver with the truth. That's right, replacing the deceiver with the truth. You got some deceivers in there, we're going to replace it with the truth. See, when you get your demons out, you replace that demon with the truth from the Word of God, and they come back trying to come back in, and they say, oh, that house is filled. We ain't getting back in there. But we'll try a little bit. But listen, we're not getting anywhere with that guy or with that gal because they've replaced that. They've had replacement therapy. They've replaced that darkness with the truth, and I'm not getting back in there. What am I going to do? And so they go try to get seven others, try to get in there, and you still can't get in because the house is not empty, but it's filled. And so you're not going to get seven times worse. You think, but what if I sin? What if I fail? What if I make a mistake? Does that mean I get seven times worse? No. If you filled your house, it doesn't. It says the house, they find the house empty, swept clean and garnished, but that means there's nothing in there. See, well, every believer ought to be putting something in their house if they have any sense, right, any spiritual sense. They ought to be putting something in there. Wherever they get darkness out, they put truth in. Wherever you grow up in grace and you put truth in there, that's what helped you to grow, right? They put the truth in there and you replace that lie with the truth, and then you got ground there that the enemy isn't going to get again. And you've matured. That's maturing. That's growth. That's spiritual discipleship. See, you get more truth. You grow. See, this is discipling taking place right now. I'm discipling you, you know, by what God's given me. You know, and he's given me stuff that helps you grow. He's given me stuff that you aren't going to hear over at the Joel Osteen's megachurch down in Houston, Texas. He's not going to teach what I'm teaching to you right now. He's not going to say these things. All right, because he wouldn't have a big church anymore if he did. And, you know, some people like their big churches, and that's fine. That's their business. God will judge them. I'm not their judge. All right, I'm not going to condemn them to hell. That's not my place. All right, or condemn them to live or whatever. I mean, bless them to live or whatever. That's not my place. Anyway, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's right. He said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life, okay? So, wait a minute. You mean UCLA is not the truth and the life and the way? I thought that if I get a good education, I could get promoted in this world. There you go. That's right. You get promoted in the world, but not in the kingdom of heaven. You get promoted in the world, but not the kingdom of heaven, saints. Which one does really matter? Right now, I'll tell you what matters. I'd rather be around people that have been only educated on the Word of God than the smartest person that's been educated on the world system and the colleges of this world, Yale, Harvard, whatever, which used to be Christian University from what I understand. But, of course, they've had replacement therapy too, and that was replaced with compromise and Satan. That's not the kind of replacement therapy I want. I want the holy truth therapy, the Word of God, saints. Amen? Amen. All right. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you so much for this word today, and thank you for speaking it into people's lives and discipling people and helping them to grow in grace and the knowledge of truth, even reminding some who may already know some of these things and may know some people might know all these things, and praise God for them, but we need to continue to hear. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We need to keep hearing and hearing and hearing and growing and growing and growing until Jesus comes. And, Lord, prepare your saints for the dark days ahead, Lord. Not that we aren't already in dark days, but I think they're going to get darker, Lord, as you've showed me in the Word of God. And I think we're going to see days where, like people will say, man, I wish I'd never lived. Some people will say that because they're so dark. And, of course, if you're a saint of God, you're not going to say that because you know that when these things happen, the Bible says we look up for our redemption draweth nigh. We look up because it's a time when we know you're coming back, and we know that it's approaching very rapidly, Lord. And so we thank you for that. We thank you that we're prepared and we are being prepared. And as you do that, we are going to change from glory to glory, and we're going to see the work of Jesus in our lives. We're going to see the transformation as you make us into everything you want us to be, Father. We thank you for that today. We thank you that you love us so much that you don't leave us the way we are, that you change us by the Spirit of God, Father, that you bring us into a position that we can change. Lord, you allow certain things to happen in our life that will bring us where we want to change, Father, because some people just don't want to change, Father. So just bring them to the place where they want to change, Father, we pray. And Lord, we pray that they'll walk spiritually and not carnally, Father, so that they be led by the Spirit of God and not by demon spirits and false words that come out of the soulish realm. Lord, we pray for a true word and truth, Father, to lead in people's lives, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for your blessing today, and we give you all the glory for everything that you're doing. Bless your dear people today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I give you all the glory. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, I love your word, Lord. Hallelujah. I love the word of God, saints, and I hope you do too. There's nothing as much of a blessing as God's word and feeding on the word of God. I tell you what, we're going to be with Jesus forever, and I'm just excited about that. I just don't think there's anything else to look forward to like there is that. Looking forward to being with the Lord forever, for eternity. And there won't be any more demons to harass us. We won't have to deal with casting out demons anymore. Except for Brother Bob, God might let a few demons out so he can go hunt some down out there, right? No, just kidding, right? Or Walk of Truth might want to deal with or Pastor God. No, I don't want to see them anymore. I'm done. I've chased my demons in this life, and that's enough. I've cast them out for long enough. I'll be glad to graduate where there is no more demon. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a joy that will be, where we don't have to deal with those critters anymore, because they are just nasty, ugly, and dirty, and filthy little beings, and won't have to deal with the devil except at the very end. But God will deal with him then. After the end of that 1,000 years, he'll be loose for a little season to go out and deceive those who are not sealed with the seal of God. That'll be an interesting time, right, to watch what happens there, and then fire will come down and just destroy them all. Ah, that won't be us, but thank God that we're already sealed at that point. But there will be some out there that it will be, and they will rebel again against God because they've never been deceived by Satan. He was bound for 1,000 years, and he's loosed, and he goes out and does his thing again. Isn't that amazing? Boy, we have got some kind of future ahead of us, folks. You ever thought about your future? You think, oh, I'm thinking of my little time here on earth. And I'm planning for when I'm 50 or when I'm 40. Hey, how about planning for eternity? You'd be 50 before you know it. You'd be 40 before you know it. You'd be 80 before you know it, and it'll all be done. What about planning for eternity? Think about that, saints. That's what we ought to be planning for. All right, and I know we need to survive here. We need to prep ourselves, do all those things, get ready, and so we live as long as possible on this life so we can continue to shine as brightly as we can. But it's all about eternity. It's not just about this world. It's all about Jesus and forever, because that's where we're going to be. This is just a little drop in a bucket. I mean, definitely proverbial drop in the bucket, this little bit of time we have here, Saint. All right, hallelujah. All right, we got to take a break, come back, take your phone calls. If anybody wants to call in today, we'd be happy to pray for you. And if that's you, call in during the break, and we'll go ahead and take a few phone calls after the break. All right, let's take a little break. This is Pastor John Kyle. It's a live program tonight, and we're just glad to have you. Bless you in Jesus' name. All right, let's just have a little break, 4 minute break here. Phone calls now, and see what the is on the minds of certain people out there that may be wanting to have a visit here. Let's go to area code. What is that? I'm trying to read that one there. Okay, yeah. Area code 765, first caller. Hello, 765, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, this is Joshua.
Hey, Pastor Kyle. Hey,
I remember your area code. How you doing?
That's probably not a good thing, huh? No, I'm just kidding. today's my birthday, and I turned 25, and I wanted
your birthday, Joshua.
Thank you. I wanted to share something with you, and I wanted to ask a question. And I wanted to share this. My dad got me a birthday card, and oh my goodness, it's like he told me that he was the first card that he picked up, that he walked directly to it, and it was just the most amazing birthday card ever. I believe that I received my father's blessings, and that just I was completely, I don't have words right now to. It's amazing. It was the most amazing thing ever.
Huh.
Wow. And that, I don't know. And I wanted to see, my second thing I wanted to ask was that if it's the Lord's will, I've been asking and asking and asking and seeking him for a word. A word here lately, because I've been going through a couple things and I've been trying to find out what his will is for me in my life. And I've been doing my very best to hear the Lord speak to me. And I know that it takes time, and I know that I hear him sometimes. And if we can pray and ask and see if it's the Lord's will tonight, if I can possibly get
sure,
a
I'll pray
tonight,
and
Pastor.
See if the Lord. I'll pray and see if the Lord has a word for you, brother. But let me just say this: that nobody else should be the ones to tell you what you do with your life, because except God directly to you, and words should only be a confirmation, brother, that or something to lead you in the direction that He's already speaking to you about. Because if someone else told you what you were supposed to do, you went and did it, and you'd be acting without a revelation from God. You'd just be going on somebody's word, which could have been the word from the devil or something. You know, you got to hear from God yourself and spend whatever time is necessary to hear that. But words should be confirmation, should be something totally from left field. They should be, confirmation, edification, encouragement, correction, whatever, stuff like that. But so definitely God will tell you what he wants you to do with your life. Sometimes you're just in a process of growing, and he's not going to tell you anything because it's not time for him to tell you anything. He doesn't have any specific direction. You just do what the Word of God tells you. See, in the meantime... But other times he will give you direction and you will have it. Like when he wanted me to be a pastor, he told me I was going to be a pastor. And that's what I did. But anyway, we'll pray for you, Brother Joshua, see if he has a birthday word for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Brother Joshua. It's his birthday, Lord. It's his 25 years old, I believe he said. And so, Lord, we thank God for those years that you've given him. And so, Lord, we just ask you to have anything for him that you want to give through me tonight. I just ask that you do so right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, yes, okay. That's good. What I'm seeing is there's an airplane circling in a holding pattern. Now, it's either God has you in some holding pattern, but there's not just nothing going on in the holding pattern. In the holding pattern, God is working on your life. And, the thing about it, God's not always showing you everything he's doing, because sometimes the things that he's doing are like under the surface and are just being done through the processing work of the Holy Spirit. But he is doing that in your life right now, Joshua, and you're moving around holding, getting ready to go into something else. But right now it's a holding and a preparing that the Holy Spirit doing a work in your life. And what I see is that you're going to have a place where you're going to take a sharp turn after this period of time, however long it's going to be, and your life will suddenly take a turn, and a change will take place, and you'll have an understanding of clarity of hey, this is it, man. This is something I didn't see this coming, but I can see this is God, and you will just kind of fall into place there. And you will say, well, that was worth waiting for. And you will be finding your fulfillment in what God is doing with your life at that point. But he said, be patient in the meantime and continue to look to me and grow in me, for I am preparing my son, Joshua, for what I want his life to be. Hallelujah. So that's what I have for you today. Praise God.
Praise God. All right, thanks so much. Thank you so much, Patrick. So,
well, you're welcome, brother. I appreciate you calling
thanks,
in, and we'll talk to you next time. Let's go to our next caller tonight. Here, let's see, who do we have here? Next in line. Okay, looks like we have a 406 number here. Okay. Hello, 406, you're on the air. Hello?
Pastor?
Yes, sir. Who is this?
This is Ken up in Great Falls.
Hey, Brother Ken. Good to hear from you, sir.
How you doing? Hey, I didn't
got a little letter from you this week.
Pardon me?
I received a letter. Thank you. I guess it wasn't a letter,
you should be getting another one. Anyway, hey, I'm working, and I'm just listening. I didn't mean to push one. But,
okay.
It's good. It's all right. No, I'm just good message, and the battle's on. That's all I can say.
Amen. We win this battle, brother.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm learning, just like Josh and the rest of us. So, but I appreciate what you and your wife are doing, and I just want you to know I pray for you continually. So, but
I appreciate that.
I'm working
okay,
right
well,
now,
thank
Pastor.
You.
And
you thank
bet.
You for calling
sure.
in, brother. God bless you and blessings be upon you. Bye-bye now. All right, that was Brother Ken from Montana. All right, let's see. Now we're going to area code 909, it looks like, here. Area code 909, you're on the air with Pastor Kyle here. How can we pray with
Hello.
You tonight?
Hello, Pastor.
Hello.
This is Stephen. This is Stephen, California. Hello.
Stephen in California. Hi, yeah, I got a letter from you too, brother. Praise the Lord. Good to
yes,
hear from
you.
Yes,
you did, and thank you for answering my email. I appreciate it. And tonight I'm just I'm still just really, really struggling with the depression. And
mm-hmm.
I missed the first part of your sermon tonight, but I caught the end, and you were talking about the antidepressants and stuff, and I was on those for many years. I'm not now, but honestly, they never really seemed to help all that much anyway. But I'm just still really struggling with the depression, and I've been doing a lot of praying and trying to get into the Word and just praying that it'll help me get out of this, because it just it can really be immobilizing at times.
Right. It's definitely, we will pray for that tonight. Let's do some casting out of that depression for you, brother. We can sure do that.
Okay.
Any other areas bother you?
That's the biggest one, and it kind of goes along with being tired and having a hard time motivating. I think it kind of all goes in a group together there. But it just,
mm-hmm.
it makes life. It makes life very difficult.
Well, yeah, depression tries to take the life out of you and get you where you're just, walking around where you just don't seem to have any life. It's a sad thing, and definitely a demonic thing. And so we just pray. Just say, I renounce depression in my life in Jesus' name.
I renounce depression in my life in Jesus' name.
And I command all depression to leave me now.
And I command all depression to leave me now.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And I repent for giving place to depression.
And I repent for giving place to depression.
And I thank you for delivering me tonight.
And I thank you for delivering me tonight.
All right, now I'm going to talk to this depression now, and we're going to get this thing out of there in the name of Jesus. All right, so we just first of all break those generational curses over my brother Steve in Jesus' name, and we command these curses of depression to go. Right now, generational curses, we cancel them. We break your power over him and command every spirit of depression to come out of him now in Jesus' name. Go. Come out right now. All the spirits that came in through the meds that he was on, you come out. All the spirits that came in through the meds, come out, 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 come out. Come out of there all the way. We break up every nest of devils that came in through taking all the medication for depression. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out. Go by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. Loose him and let him go. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 all depression, go, go. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. All depression that came in through anything generational, you have to go. Through family line spirits, through family familiar spirits, you go. Keep coming out of there, all the way out. All depression, go, 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 out, 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 out. Be weakened by the blood. Angels, go in and sword those demons right now. Sword them. Sword them. Sword them. Sword them right now by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. You have to be weakened and come out of there right now. Come out. 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 Keep coming out. Out, 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 out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Up and out. All the way out. Up and out. Go. 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 By the blood of Jesus, all depression, the Lord rebuke you, devil. He doesn't want you in there. He's renounced you. He's out of agreement with you. Steve doesn't like you. He doesn't want you. It's time for you to take a trip to Tartarus. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All that depression, go. Deep-rooted depression, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Familiar spirits of depression, go, 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 go. Those spirits that are trying to stick to him like glue because of the family entryway, you come out of there right now. We break that. We rip you off of there. Come out of there right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there all the way out. All depression has to go by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus right now. Be weakened by the blood and go all the way out. All the way out. Keep coming out of there. Keep coming out of there. Up and out. All depression, loose him, loose him, loose him, loose him, loose him, loose him, let him go. All discouragement, go, go, go. All that heaviness over him, go. Come out, spirit of heaviness. Go, go, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Keep coming out, 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 out. All heaviness, go, come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, heaviness, go, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 up and out. Up and out of there, all the way out. All that heaviness, keep coming out, keep coming out. All heaviness, go, go, off his mind, off his body, heaviness, go. All that dark cloud of depression, come out, that dark cloud over the mind, the heaviness over the mind, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out, up and out. Go, 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 by the blood of Jesus, loose our brother, let him go. All the way out, up and out, come out of him. All the way out, loose him, let him go. The blood of Jesus, that's for anyone that has these spirits, get out of them as well. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, all the way. Keep coming out, all depression, loose him, loose him. Come on, all the roots, we pull you up from the roots right now. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out of there. Go in Jesus' name, keep moving out. By the blood of Jesus, keep moving out of there, all the way out, all the way out of there. Up and out, up and out, up and out. Up and out of him, up and out of him. Come on, all those spirits in that family has to go right now. Keep coming out of there. The blood weakens you, demon. The blood defeats you, demon. The blood, you hate the blood of Jesus, demon. Come out of there. Come out, up and out, up and out. All the depression, go. All depression, go. Go, 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 go. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus now. The blood of Jesus all the way, all the way, all the way. We pray for a sound mind, Father. A sound mind for Brother Steve, Lord, a clear mind for Brother Steve, a progressive mind that can move ahead in the things of God, progressive in a spiritual sense, not a worldly sense. Lord, that he will move ahead, Lord, in you and in the things of the Spirit, Father, and that he will have that motivation by the Spirit of God, Father, in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus. How are you doing there, Brother Steve?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much, Pastor.
You feeling some release?
I'm just, yeah, feeling a little sweaty and a little calm at the same time.
Okay. You want me to continue a little bit longer? You good or what?
I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
Well, I appreciate you calling in tonight, brother. Good to talk to you.
Okay. Thank you so much for your help, Pastor. All right. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, too.
All righty.
Bye-bye now. All right, that was Brother Steve in California. Now we're going to next caller, 502 area code. There's 502 area code, you're on the air. It's Pastor Kyle.
Yes, Pastor Kyle?
Yes.
Yes.
Who is this?
I got through. This is Nancy from Louisville.
Okay, Nancy from Louisville.
Yeah, I just...
Good to have you.
I just been having some... I've just been having some depression about my mother. She passed in June, and I just had a really strong sense of just loss, you know, and I can't seem to get past it.
Uh-huh, okay. Well, it's okay to mourn, but when mourning lasts too long, remember Samuel was mourning over Saul, and God says, how long will you mourn? You know,
right.
It's okay to mourn for a while, but then if you
right.
mourn too long, then a spirit can come in and bring in a
yeah.
depression or a heaviness or something, or even a spirit of death on you,
right.
and you don't want that.
No.
How long has she been gone?
June. It's June. So.
Huh?
She's been gone since June of this year.
June, okay. Well, you're still
yeah.
in mourning somewhat. I mean, she just left. I mean, it's not like,
right.
You know, she left 2 years ago or something, but
right,
so
right.
I can understand. But it could be you pick it up some spirit too, so we could certainly
right.
address that. And,
right.
What else?
But I just, you know, I just have had a, you know, really a tough time, you know, different things. It's not been a good year. Not been a good year.
All right, I understand. I lost my mom too, and. Yeah, it wasn't an easy loser. I loved her, but
yeah,
that happened to all of us. Was
right.
she a believer?
Oh,
she
yeah.
was?
She was very, very
oh,
strict.
Oh, praise God.
Very strict. Yeah, she was a great mom.
Great. That's wonderful. Then you will see her again.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I just I've been praying on it, you know, offering up masses and stuff for her, and I don't know, I just can't seem to, you know, just
mm-hmm.
move ahead, you know, move beyond it, I guess.
Mhm. Mhm. Did
you
she
know?
Live with you?
No. She lived very
oh,
close
okay.
to me, though. She lived
okay.
close to me,
okay.
and I saw her quite a bit. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, you seem to have regrets, you know, is that, did you do enough for them, you know, things like that.
Mhm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I guess I just have some regrets about, you know, maybe didn't do enough for her, you know.
Yeah, well, don't get under any condemnation about what you didn't do, because,
right.
you know, we all think, well, we should have done more, we should have helped them more. And,
right.
But, you know, God said there's therefore now no condemnation to those who walk in the Spirit, not after the flesh. So don't take any condemnation. The devil beat you up and tell you you should have loved her more, done more, and there's always more we could have done, but we do the best we can at the time, and that's about it. That's
right.
But anyway,
let's
go ahead and pray for you about these spirits.
Okay.
If there's some spirits there, we'll tell them to go. Just say, Father, I just renounce all depression and mourning.
Father, I renounce all depression and mourning.
And I repent for giving place to any demons.
I repent for giving place to any demons.
That I may have given place to.
That I may have given place to.
Through the loss of my mother.
Through the loss of my mom.
Or anything else that has happened this year.
Or anything else that has happened this year.
Wash me in your blood.
Wash me in your precious blood.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right, now we just speak to these spirits. Any spirits that came in through her mom passing, we just speak to you right now. Any depression, any spirits of mourning, you come up on the surface and manifest and come out of Nancy right now. Loose her, let her go. Come out, 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 all the way out, 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 by the blood of Jesus right now. All mourning spirits, all the way out. Go, 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 by the blood of Jesus right now. Loose our sister, let her go, by the blood. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come all the way out, 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 up and out, up and out right now. Go, go, loose her, let her go. All mourning, all heaviness. Those spirits hanging heavy over her mind, you come out of her mind right now. Come out. Come out, spirit of heaviness. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Spirit of heaviness. Loose our sister. Go, 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 go. Go all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go, go. All that heaviness, all that guilt. Spirits of guilt, make her feel guilty that she didn't do more for mom. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. She should have been there more. She should have tried harder. You come out of there all the way out. Go, go, all that guilt, all that condemnation. Come out, come out, come out, come out of there all the way out, all the way out. Come out of there, up and out, up and out, up and out. Up and out, in Jesus' name, go, 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 come on out, all the way out, all the way out, all that guilt, all that torment, mental torment, come out, mental torment, Jesus' name, come out of there, mental torment, Jesus' name, go right now, mental torment, Jesus' name, for all the things she didn't do. Come out, and the things you did do, come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out. Keep coming out. The blood of Jesus. Be weakened by the blood and loose my sister. Let her go all the way out, all the way up and out, all the way. You have to loose her. Let her go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out, all the way out. All the way out, Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I should have, could have, would have, spirits. You come out of there. Well, I should have, I could have, and I would have done this. You come out of there, all the way out, all the way out, Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. I should have done this for Mama. I could have done this for Mama. I would have done this for Mama if I would have, if I could have. You come out, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there all the way. All that spirit of death, you come out. Come on, all spirits of death. Try to get on her through the death of her mom. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out all the way out. All spirits of death, you have to go by the blood of Jesus. Go, 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 go. All death, all lying spirits, go in Jesus' name. Go all the way out. Any spirits that got on her at the funeral, come out, 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 come out. Any spirits of death, any spirits that were there lingering about, you come out in Jesus' name. Any spirits from her mom, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there all the way out. Up and out, go in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name. Go by the blood of Jesus right now. You keep coming out of her. She doesn't want you. Come out of there. Come out of there. All depression. Try to get her depressed this year because of the loss of her mom. And instead of letting the Lord take that heaviness off of her and letting her rejoice that her mom's in heaven where she wants to be, you come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. By the blood of Jesus, loose her, let her go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. All the way up out of there. Let go of her. Come out. Come out. Come out. Keep going. Keep going. Go, go. All the way. all the way. In Jesus' name, mental harassment, come out. Mental harassment, they're just harassing her mentally. Come out. Come out. I bind you. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Up and out. Up and out of there. Loose her. Let her go. Loose her. Let her go. All the way. All the way. All the way. All the way. Up and out of there. By the blood of Jesus right now. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Spirit of loss. You come out. Feeling lost all the time. Lost and lost. Come out of there. All the way out. I'm just lost without my mom. You come out of there. That's a lie. You're not lost. You're saved, and you're not lost without your mom. You have Jesus. You come out of there all the way out, all the way out. We love our mom, but we're not lost without them. Come out in Jesus' name, that spirit of lost and loss. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way. Keep coming out. I bind you. I break your power over her. I bind you, demon. You're just puny little demons. You have to obey and come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go, go, go. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out. All of you have to go. Jesus' name, Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there, up and out of our dear sister. Lord, bless our sister, encourage her, Lord, and give her grace, Father. Give her grace in this time of the loss of her mom, Father. And I pray, Lord, that she'll be able to move on, and Lord, that you direct her on. And these spirits just have to keep coming out, every one of them. Until they're all gone, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, you have to keep going, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, loose her, let her go, come on, every bit of that generational curse over her, of death, we break that off of her, every curse of depression and discouragement, come out, come out, come out, all those spirits that try to make it a hard year in so many different ways, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I mean, we've all had a difficult year, I guess, in some sense, as we've all had a lot of spiritual warfare this year, right? And it has been a difficult year in that sense. But sometimes the devil tries to make it a really bad year, and we just rebuke that in Jesus' name, doing things that are unnecessary just to harass you and trouble you. We rebuke that right now and command that to go. That harassment spirit, you go. They stop harassing my sister. Go. Loose her in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Loose her. Stop it. All that harassment, all that hindrance, come out. Come out. Just trying to hinder her and wear out the saints. You stop that. Come out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All that spirit of heaviness, go. All that spirit of heaviness, go. In Jesus' name, 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 in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, we just pray for favor for Sister Nancy, Lord, that you just pour out favor upon her today. And, Father, that things will begin to improve for her, Father, and there'll be encouragement for her, Lord, and that she'll see hope. Lord, hope will rise in her life, Father, and that you just begin to give her hope and give her just grace to continue on in her walk with Jesus. And not to feel lonely and abandoned, Father. And we just break any curse or spirit of abandonment that tried to come in through the loss of her mom. Command that abandonment to go all the way out right now. Abandonment, loose her. Come on, all that spirit of abandonment. Make her feeling abandoned. Come out. In Jesus' name, mom left me. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. I felt that when my dad, I had to get that out of me because my dad died at an early age in a car accident. Come out. All the way out. Go. Go, 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 go. Come out of there. All the way out. All that abandonment. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out of her. All the way out. All the way out. By the blood of Jesus, all that abandonment. Abandonment by mom. Abandonment by father. All abandonment in her life. Go, 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 go. We break the curse. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord, sister. How you doing?
Oh, I really appreciate it, Pastor Kyle. I really do.
Well, you're welcome, sister. And Lord Jesus, bless you. with favor and blessings on your life.
I listen to you all the time. I listen to you all the time, and you're a true blessing.
Oh, thank you, sister. I appreciate that. Praise the Lord. Well, thank you for calling in, and we will talk to you later. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, sister. Good night. All right, that's Sister Nancy, and was Kentucky or Tennessee? I forgot. Okay. But anyway, it's good to hear from her tonight. And, yeah, just a quick thing about death, you know, before we close out. By the way, we've about run out of time. But, you know, for a believer, you know, a lot of people think, well, the death angel's coming to get me. Well, for a believer, is it really a death angel? The Bible doesn't say that we go from life to death. It says from life to life, from glory to glory. So I won't think it's necessarily a death angel for us. For the world, it's probably a death angel. But for the believer, it's not a death angel. I mean, it's just the angel that's going to escort us into, you know, to be with God, to be absent from the body, to be present with the Lord. So I don't know about it being a death angel. You know what I mean? I mean, you ever think about that? You know, the world, definitely death angel, because they're living in death already. But are we living in death when we die? And do we go to death when we die? No, we go from glory to glory, saints. And so, you know, I think I'll just share that with you because a lot of people think, oh, the death angel's coming to get me. Well, no. It's just time for you to graduate. I mean, it's time for you to go from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from faith to faith, from into eternity. Because you believe in me, he said, you shall never die, he said. Jesus said that, and they didn't like that. They didn't like those sayings that Jesus said. But see, how can you die if you're alive? You know, we put off the physical body, right? But our spirit never dies. And the spirit is the real you. And death has lost its sting, you know. So for the believer, you know, think about that. Saint, you ever meditate on that? You know, think about that. There's a lot of truth in that, and I think that we all just take it for granted. Oh, that's the death angel coming to get me. No, the death angel might come around to harass you, try to take you out before your time, and you got to rebuke it, and you got to deal with that, the spirit of death. But I don't think that the death angel is coming to take us. I mean, it's a dark, evil angel of death. I mean, no. I think it's a godly angel, you know, that comes to take us, not an angel of darkness and death that comes to take us home. Anyway, that's just some food for thought. I mean, can't 100% say that that's totally accurate, but the Word of God would seem to indicate that because we're not dead. Only our body is being put off. And he says that if you believe on me, you shall never die. So think about that. Something for you to meditate on. Praise God. All right. Hallelujah. We are about out of time. This is Pastor John Kyle. You've been on the Deliverance Today broadcast tonight. And you could go to our website, theoasisplace.org, and take a look at that if you've never been. You can also order material, teaching material. You can order my book, Do You Have Demon Trouble? If you haven't got a copy of that yet, please get one or get several and pass them out. Also, if you'd like to support the ministry, you can do so there on the website. Also, if you could send your gifts of love and support by mail, if you like to Pastor John Kyle or the Oasis Church at P.O. Box 50162, that's 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105, 59105. And I just want to thank all of you for listening tonight. Thank you, those in the chat room. Bless y'all, love y'all, and glad to have each one of you there, and I appreciate your faithfulness in being there many weeks. Some of you are very faithful, like the Joneses, and Walk in Truth, and This is the Beginning, and Could This Be the End? And a lot of you have been here every week, and just appreciate that. Adri, I see Adri's on there tonight. Bless her from Hungary. Gene Butterly, bless you, brother, and it's good to see y'all there. And those who never listen, I mean, and never get in the chat room, y'all are blessing too. Praise God, and glad that you listen. And Sister Lisa, I'm getting a word for you if you're listening tonight. The Lord is saying, wait. You're wanting an answer. You asked me in an email for a word. I'm just here and wait. Don't act quickly on this one. I think that something the Lord wants to reveal before it fully comes out. Okay, hey, well, I better close out here now. Love y'all. Good night. Praise God.
by the things that I see happening all around me. To the wickedness of man, this world is coming down with its counterfeit securities that surround me. And when I lift my eyes to you in the visions of the night, Lord, you show me things that trouble and disturb me. People scattered in the streets like a waste of stones and ruins of Jerusalem that's fallen to the enemy. Who can endure in the day of the Lord His righteous indignation? Who can stand when the fire rains down from His holy habitation? In the Lord our God we must put our trust and repent of our transgressions. Into the rock and hide in the dust till He lays low all oppression. In the day of the Lord. Lord, you tell me you've been hurt by our adulterous hearts, by the eyes that play the harlot for the idols. Now we each have gone our way, drinking waters of the Nile that pollute our minds with lies not from your Bible. And the prophet and the priest who live in luxury and ease have no concern for brokenness or mourning. They see visions of their own, same peace throughout this land, but I say woe to me, the night comes with the morning. Who can endure in the day of the Lord His righteous indignation? Who can stand when the fire rains down from His holy habitation? The Lord our God, we must put our trust and repent of our transgressions. Into the rock and hide in the dust till He lays low all oppression. Who can endure in the day of the Lord His righteous indignation? Who can stand when the fire rains down from His holy habitation? In the Lord our God we must put our trust and repent of our transgressions. Into the rock and hide in the dust till He lays low all oppression. Open the ears of the righteous one, desist from your own pleasures. Look to the Lord as the darkness comes, for the thief is seeking treasures. The serpent bites with the sting of death, the wicked in derision. And the east wind blows with a wielding sword in the valley of the vision. And the watchman stands in the midnight hour, stationed on the rampart. Seek the Lord by the Spirit's power and learn what His commands are. The vision hastens toward its goal, with Jesus Christ returning. Who can endure in the day of the Lord when His holy fire is burning in the day of the Lord? In the day of the Lord? In the day of the Lord? Day of the Lord.